Masechet Shavuot, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah says, Ha Nihbal Ketzad. In what circumstances does somebody who was hurt swear and then collect damages? Hayu Me'idin Oto Shenichnas Tachat Yado Shalem V'Yatza Havul. If witnesses gave testimony that they saw a certain person entering the domain of another person, and he was uninjured, he was whole, and then when he walked out, he left an injured person. They saw him leaving with a new injury. Ve'amarlo habalta bi. And then that victim, the person who was hurt, he said to the man whose place he left, he said, you injured me. V'hu omer lo habalti. But then the person replied back to him, he says, no, I didn't injure you, you hurt yourself. We say, hareze nishba venotel. The victim, the person who was injured, he swears, and then he collects damages for his injury. It's pretty unlikely that a person would hurt himself. It's likely that a person was injured by someone else. So therefore, Hachami made a decree, and they said that the victim is believed with a simple swear, and he could collect. He would only have to swear, points out the commentaries, if it was a situation where the injury was on a spot of his body that he could have done to himself. For example, it was a bite on his arm. So in that case, since it's possible that it was the victim who hurt himself, he has to swear in order to show that it wasn't him. But if the injury was on a spot of the body that's impossible for him to do to himself, for example, let's say he had a bite on his back. A person can't bite his back, so it's obviously the person who entered his, who he was with, who did it to him. So therefore, in that case, according to Tanakama, there's not even a need for anyone to swear. But Rabbi Yehuda argues on the whole thing. Rabbi Yehuda, oh man, somebody, says Rabbi Yehuda, somebody who was injured cannot swear and then collect unless there is achi tehesha miksat hoda'a, unless there's some sort of admission on the part of the person who did the injury, who caused the injury, who inflicted the damage. Ketzad, how, what kind of situation? Amar lo habalta bishetayim. If the victim says to him, you hurt me with two different injuries. Vihala omer lo habalti becha ila ehat. And the person replies back to him, says, no, I only gave you one injury. So in this case where there's some sort of admission, the victim over here would swear, and he would receive the compensation for the two injuries, the damages for both of them. But if the other person denied the whole thing, he says he never attacked him, then the victim cannot swear and collect.